For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Today, our subject is appropriately post-holiday blues. We'll be talking a little bit about holiday blues, but the post-holiday blues, and we'll expand into mood disorders and look at anxiety versus phobias. Our guests are Albert Mensa and Judith Bowman, both physicians, and I want to tell you a little bit about their background. They co-founded the Mensa Medical near Chicago, Illinois, and they are family practice physicians who have undergone extensive training by one of my colleagues as well, William J. Walsh, Ph.D., who's the founder of the former and original Pfeiffer Treatment Center and Health Research Institute. They served as staff physicians. Now, patients come from all over the world to be seen by Drs. Mensa and Dr. Bowen at their main clinic, which is near Chicago, Illinois, and at U.S. outreach clinics near San Francisco, Los Angeles, Scottsdale, Arizona, and here in Annapolis, Maryland. Drs. Mensa and Bowman regularly consult with physicians, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and other healthcare professionals, and lead annual physician training in orthomolecular medicine in Sydney, Australia. So that is really all over the world. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mensa, Dr. Bowman.
Thank you, Dana. We appreciate being on your program this morning.
And we want to cover, let's dive right into post-holiday blues and how they differ from holiday blues and what can be done about it.
Well, that's a very interesting distinction, Dana, and I'm glad you kind of brought this topic up. You know, the holiday blues can be considered anything sort of just before the holidays and through the holidays. And that's one distinct component of the entire process. Secondarily, post-holiday blues have a very different subset or category of issues that are sort of permeating the condition. Let's start with the first one. With regard to the holiday blues, everything from a great deal of psychological issues, many people would call them baggage, if you will, but positive in a sense, the loss of loved ones, especially around that time, becomes very, very prominent. People who have just broken up with significant others, the idea of being alone. The holidays are really a very powerful time of gathering friendships and close-knit ties and group interaction. And for those who are fairly more on the singular side now or come to separate from groups, it's a very, very difficult process. On the other side, diet, exercise, the flurry of activity, stress over acquiring presents, all those things tend to move us into the post-holiday blues session when it's all said and done. There are a great deal of physiological changes that occur as well as psychological changes that occur through those holiday sessions. On the dietary side, we eat to excess oftentimes. We eat the wrong foods. We eat depressive foods, even alcohol, the wine that we enjoy with the roaring fireplace going. After that's all said and done, the depressive sides of those chemicals that we ingest tend to move us into the post-holiday blues. It all stops all of a sudden like a brick wall with very little transition time. And we find ourselves in a state of cognitive query, as in, where do I go with all of this emotion? Where do I go with all of this flux? It's all of a sudden just not there anymore. The friendships have stopped. The phone calls have stopped. The shopping has stopped. Sometimes that's a blessing. And a number of variables just sort of come to a screeching halt. And that in and of itself creates a sense of what we call in social psychology anomie, which is the sense of questioning where you fit in within the entire social fabric of life. It's sort of a misplacement. But the holidays can actually do that. It creates an environment. But then the post-holiday season takes that environment away. And then we're wondering, what's our next step?
That, you know, that's an excellent explanation. And I think this also applies to a post-wedding, when you've been at a wonderful wedding and all the excitement and joy and food and alcohol, and then after there's this sort of letdown and all the excitement for, you know, all the planning is done and it's over. I have found it to be somewhat comforting and relaxing kind of to sit back and enjoy. But I hear your message that for many people, when the diet and the activity is so extreme, you do drop into a depression. What can people do to avoid it or counter it? What kind of actions can people take?
Well, certainly there's a lot of talk about vitamin D. We can certainly make sure that there's enough of that on board. You know, even the recommended daily allowance has gone up to 1,000 international units daily. But for many people, that is still not enough. And so it wouldn't hurt to get your vitamin D levels checked. That much we can do, make sure that there's enough on board, at least there. Also, in planning for the holidays, many times it's probably not a bad idea to plan for after the holiday activities and kind of walk in with your eyes open. Most of us, having been through this plenty of times, realize, well, the same old thing is going to happen again. I might sink into a depression. I might think about how much money I've already spent, and now I've got anxiety over economic strain. So you might want to walk in with your eyes open, kind of knowing what your pattern is like, and plan for that as well.
Some of the other things that we can consider would be looking to get a little bit better with regard to our diet and our exercise patterns. I know it's very common around, especially after New Year's, to have these grandiose ideas and to put forth our New Year's resolutions. You know, sometimes we have to have a little bit of a reality check there. You know, we're not going to lose 50 pounds in the first month after, you know, the holiday season is over, so we shouldn't even think that way. What we should consider, though, is moving through, you know, kind of looking at our diet, sort of looking at our exercise patterns, probably trying to just increase it a little bit more, and most importantly, try not to lose our social contacts. That's a very important key. When all this holiday session is over, we sort of lose communication, the holly jolly stuff is over, and you know, the phone calls stop and everything, but maintaining those close ties, perhaps even getting together with groups and deciding with friends, you know what, let's get together that Saturday after New Year's. Let's go ahead and maybe just see a movie. A nice gradual transition into normality as opposed to the abrupt halting of social interaction, I think would be most appropriate. Now, for those individuals who don't have a great deal of social interaction, you know, they should consider perhaps volunteering at a shelter or if you love pets, an animal shelter is a great place to be to sort of channel your energies and your time. Looking at other activities with regard to feeding the homeless or getting engaged in any kind of volunteer group is a wonderful thing. Many people begin group exercise activities. There's lots of wonderful winter programs, everything from ice skating or learning how to ice skate to winter leagues of indoor activities of variable types. Staying active, I think, is really important in this process in combating the post-holiday blues.
Well, I think you all have brought up some good strategies. There's no accident that the winter months tend to increase depression, and we've certainly linked that to lack of vitamin D. We also know that people tend to get sick more easily, and the sunshine effect is certainly important on the immune system. And you mentioned diet. One of the things I like to tell people when they're trying to face holidays or parties, events where there's going to be a lot of foods that are sweet or junk foods, glycemic. I tell them to either take with them a protein dish so that they're guaranteed that they have that, maybe some organic meatballs, something that you know you can eat, or eat a protein before you go, to somebody's house or to a party, to at least get some stable glucose. Because that rise and then drop in glucose, as you know, the brain is affected primarily. What other recommendations would you have with regard to diet?
Also, during the holidays, we all know there tends to be a lot more drinking of alcohol. One might really think about that in terms of the amount that's really on board, how often. It's a good idea to limit that. Some people continue the tradition of the holiday festivities by imbibing a little more. I'm thinking less is probably much better.
Yes.
You know, we have to remember that alcohol is actually a depressant.
Yes.
Food
yes.
is literally a drug, and most of us don't think about it that way, but it absolutely is. We have to be careful because we know that that with regard to what happens to a person who's already sort of feeling a little bit depressed, it becomes a dangerous thing to start to drink more alcohol than not. Even if you're at a group function, it's a wonderful thing, one glass of wine, et cetera, but when we start moving to two and three, we tend to have this effect now of causing increased sedation, which tends to lead more to depression and the worsening of depression. And individuals who are susceptible to these holiday mood shifts have to be careful about how much alcohol they actually take in.
Yes, that's a tricky one. I tend to serve a natural punch made with real juices and seltzer. And sometimes I make it like a sangria without the alcohol. And it does provide people other options. And I serve it in fancy glasses. So you feel like you're celebrating. Not that that would substitute for someone that really feels they need the alcohol or wine, whatever it is they're drinking. But I always make sure that there are healthy options. And water, of course.
And that's a great idea, Dana. That's a great idea. The other element that we don't think too much about is sugar. I think all of us give ourselves license during the holidays, almost all of us, to take in a little bit more sugar than we'd like. We get gift baskets of candy. We have the sweets of cookies. We know Santa gets cookies, you know, during the holidays, and I don't know how he does it because he's got 7 billion people to take care of. But eating too much sugar is an artificial high. And what happens after an artificial high? We have an artificial crashing.
So that's the crash that occurs. And I would like to focus on this aspect of what happens to glucose in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after the break with Drs. Mensa and Bowman.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information. I want you to know that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, our subject today has been the holiday blues, post-holiday blues, and we're going to expand into mood disorders, anxiety, and phobias, but we want to spend a little bit more time in this segment about glucose control and its effect on our moods, because this is what's so intimately involved with the holiday blues and the post-holiday blues. So, Drs. Mentz and Bowman, let's continue our discussion.
Yes, Dana. One of the things we really don't think about too much during the holidays, we think about eating food, but we don't think about exactly what it's doing to us in the longer term. You know, we eat great, as in quantity, as in taste. Our taste buds tend to be very happy during the holidays. The problem is that with regard to what happens after the first hour or second hour or third hour, we're really not thinking about the long-term consequences there. The food tastes great, but you know what? It's usually very nutrient poor, and in the way that it's processed or developed, it ends up producing more difficulties cognitively than not. Just for example, we end up with a lot of nutritional deficiencies. Well, you know, people may ask, Dr. Mentz, Dr. Bowman, how do you get nutritionally deficient when you're eating all that food? Well, the types of foods we're eating, as we talked about before, are really either sugar-based or heavily processed, laden with cheese, laden with different preservatives. And you end up producing issues involving candidiasis in terms of yeast overgrowth in the gut and gut effects. Many of us are taking Alka-Seltzer at some point in time during the holidays or have stomach issues and forget to take the Alka-Seltzer, but we recognize we've got physical gut issues at some point in time or another. However, what we don't recognize is that the byproducts of all this processed foods that we're taking in tend to lead to the production of caseomorphines or glucomorphines. And I'm going to let Dr. Bowman talk a little bit more about that.
Caseomorphines and glucomorphines tend to act like morphine, which is to say that once you've started that process, that very bad eating habit of those particular things, you tend to crave more, unfortunately. And what they do, they send you into that vicious cycle of repeating a bad habit. So that's also another thing that needs to be considered when we're eating a lot of high carbs and high sugars and a lot of milk products. And there's such a large number of the population that are very sensitive to those but don't really even realize it. And I'm sure also we've all had that, oh, I ate too much. I didn't know when to stop, and I'm feeling like a slug. And part of that, of course, has to do with the fact that we've overeaten our quota of carbs and sugars, and now insulin is kicking in a big kind of way, and we're getting that little hypoglycemic thing going on there, and we're feeling like slugs, and we'll have foggy brains and are not processing very much well and feeling irritable as well. So by the time that you combine somewhere between hypoglycemic sort of changes and feeding yeast and feeling bloated and having at that point reflux, you're not a really happy camper at that point. So we need to consider all of those things. Plus, we're pushing ourselves into a lot of calories that are empty calories and not nutritious calories.
The other side is that when we start to break down these foodstuffs, what we're looking at here is a deficiency in the very elements that are necessary in order to produce active, normally balanced neurotransmitters and hormones. Our serotonin levels get horrifically affected by the influx of different elements, such as high copper levels. We start to shift serotonin, gamma-aminobutyric acid, norepinephrine, and dopamine very, very readily during the holidays. Now, these are the very elements that are problematic for individuals with mood disorders, with anxieties. Phobias become increased. We have sleep issues and dysregulation. A lot of these things go back to the root causes of the lack now, the deprivation of real nutrient core elements in the system. In other words, the very foods that we're consuming, the quantities we're consuming, the patterns we're consuming, will act like triggers that will actually worsen mood disorders, anxiety, and depression during the holidays. Now, we take that, add it to the predisposition that's already there with all the pressures, with all of the reminiscing about the loss of loved ones, and we end up with a truly, truly horrific scenario. And that's why we've seen that in the past, many people have actually become suicidal during the course of the holidays. It's a real tragic constellation of symptomatologies that leads to this problem. And we have to look at the true multifactorial nature of the condition, as opposed to presuming that it's just certain people who don't have friends, or that it's just being on a bad diet, or that person already had anxiety or depression to begin with. It's far more far-ranging than just those kinds of ideas.
You know, I'm glad that you brought this up and are getting specific about the neurotransmitters. I find that people are not aware that we make these from nutrients, from amino acids, with cofactor vitamins and minerals. And you mentioned that the imbalance, the high copper, which, of course, is usually associated with low zinc, affects neurotransmitters. And for people who already have problems, you emphasized that this can be like the straw on the camel's back.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. You know, the brain, Dana, is a chemical factory. It's a very, very efficient factory, but that means that there's production, and that means that there's also basically stopping of production, you know, as you basically need it. The stuff just doesn't sit around waiting to be used. And the basic elements for production are those amino acids. They are the glycines, they are the zincs, they are the minerals that are associated. And once you start to alter the balance of the minerals, of the amino acids that are present, the brain doesn't have anything to work with. You can't ask a factory to build you a house if it doesn't have bricks. And the amino acids, the minerals, and so forth, these are the bricks that our brain uses to make the house that is really our neurotransmitter factories, and therefore our cognition, our healthy state of mind. If we tear down the foundation, if we remove those amino acids, if we create these imbalances, we have a very difficult time with pure, healthy processing. And that worsens all of our conditions with regard to anxiety. It prevents good sleep. It affects work in our family, ultimately. This can be either a lack of a single nutrient or, you know, multiple nutrients that can actually lead to things like depression or worsen it. You know, the Christmas holidays and the holiday season, really a time of consuming far too much sugar and alcohol along with a variety of things. And what happens is that we get this artificial high, and then we crash. But in between, we don't feel like really eating the good foodstuffs that contain the nutrients that we need in order to provide those bricks, those foundational elements to make our neurotransmitters and to keep them in balance. that predisposes us to just a variety of difficulties from a cognitive perspective later on, and an emotional one as well.
Absolutely. I also like to put the plug in for the omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA, which is part of brain structure, important for function, mood, memory, all kinds of focus, attention issues. And I think what happens, at least this is my experience long-term with patients, is that we let things go. We don't exercise as much. We aren't as good about what we're eating, and we're not taking our supplements as well. And it's a disaster. I try to say to people, at least pick one thing. If you can't handle all three, pick something that you stay consistent with, or taper it down but be consistent. And you add to that stopping supplements that have all these building blocks that we need, it's again, the disaster just waiting to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think what I'd like to do is we're going to talk in the next segment more about the anxiety and phobias. I wanted to talk about what we make serotonin with. We have, you know, a little bit of time. The nutrients that we need for serotonin, GABA, dopamine support. Could you go through that just quickly, and we can expand later?
Certainly. Roughly, there's some very key elements that are necessary to make those neurotransmitters. What we look at are a couple of steps here. First of all, the initial amino acid building blocks, things like tyrosine or tryptophan, for example. But what most people don't recognize is that it's the micronutrients that are actually sort of regulating the production rate. Okay, we call that the rate-limiting step. And for those elements, we find that vitamin B6 and zinc are the two important regulators in the production of serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, and gamma-aminobutyric acid, our calming neurotransmitter. We call it GABA. So actually, two micronutrients are extremely key in creating the domino effect that is our healthy cognitive functioning.
You know, that it makes it sound too simple, but it really is true that if these are deficient, people are going to suffer. And you said it well. You can't have a factory manufacturing that they don't have the, you know, the precursor materials for. Tyrosine promotes the dopamine pathway, and the amino acid GABA is GABAergic to a small degree. What I'm thinking about right now is that the diet most Americans have that gets worse in holidays increases the excitotoxins. And
yes,
with that, GABA goes down. So our calming neurotransmitter declines as we are getting stimulation that is excessive. It's part of that high you talked about.
That is exactly correct. It was part of the excitotoxins, excitomorphine thing that Dr. Bowman talked about. And it's very, very true. In some ways, we actually subvert our own chemistries while we add more insult to injury exogenously. So it's one of balance, as you brought up, and that's a very, very important thing. I just want to say, though, that even though it sounds simplistic, we always want to consider, you know, when you design something very, very well, it's usually the simplest design that has the greatest effect and the greatest efficiency. And our bodies are extremely efficient. And that's why sometimes if you take out one element, that one element has horrific ramifications with regard to the rest of the system. Now, we talk about zinc, but if you Google zinc, you'll get a page and a half of functionality that zinc has, everything from immune function and being healthy to growth and development to dealing with issues regarding illness and cancer to dealing with the production of serotonin. Brain, body, heart, and mind, all affected by one element, zinc. So it may sound simple, but the science is there and it's proven.
It is, and as a reminder, I believe zinc is responsible for somewhere between 350 to 400 enzyme functions And my other favorite is magnesium, which is responsible for between 400 and 450 enzymes and has an impact on the neurotransmitters. So we can get a lot of bang for our buck with what seems like pretty minuscule nutrients, pretty simplistic. I think you make a very good point. I'd like to also address the effect of toxic metals on brain chemistry just a little bit, and perhaps we can cover that in the next segment. I want to remind our listeners, if you have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more information on mood disorders and anxiety versus phobias. Our guests are Albert Mensah, MD, and Judith Bowman, MD.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I share this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. If you tune in next Sunday at 10 AM, you can listen to Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, our subject today has been holiday blues, post-holiday blues. We've talked about the effect of diet and nutrients on our brain, our neurotransmitters. We've talked about opioid, morphine-type effects from foods. And we've also talked about the excitotoxins, the additives, the junk food that can get us artificially stimulated and can aggravate things like anxiety and phobias and interrupt sleep. We talk about sleep as a nutrient. I like to refer to it as a nutrient. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about neurotransmitters, toxics, and the mood disorders. I would like the doctors, Mensa and Bowman, to tell us a little bit more about the Annapolis Center that you have. You have centers all over the United States, I know, but we're interested locally in the Annapolis Center.
Yes, Dana. We're going to be in Annapolis, Maryland, January 8th through 10th. We actually added an extra day because of the need and the true requirement for patients that have been calling. So we are going to be in Annapolis January 8th through 10th seeing patients. Anyone interested can call us at telephone number 630-256-8308, or they can visit our website at www.mensa, that's M-E-N-S-A-H, mensamedical.com.
mensamedical.com, and give that telephone number again, please.
It is area code 630-256-8308. That's our main line. And one of our personnel will help you, assist you with any questions that you have, or possibly schedule you for, we do have a few slots left, but very few left for our outreach, as we've already extended it. But it's one of those arenas where we feel that it's important, if patients can't come to us, that we can go to them in order to try to help individuals with everything from anxiety to depression to schizophrenia to bipolar disorder and autism, ADHD, Asperger's syndrome. The only thing we really don't cover is migraine headaches, Dana. That one seems to elude us, but a lot of these other conditions are extremely critical that affect families and lives across the United States. So we feel it's our mission, if we can, to move in as many directions as possible in order to help people at large.
Well, you certainly covered the conditions that are pretty widespread in our society. And as you know, I have a great interest in autism. In fact, we have a new book coming out, The ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. And this is a guide for lay people and professionals, and we're very excited about it, and certainly have shared information that we got from Dr. Pfeiffer and from your work. Very interesting. We're all on the same page, so we make a good team. In talking about the neurotransmitters, let's touch on the subject of toxins and how they affect the brain.
Yes. Dana, we can talk about very specific metals. We can talk about very specific toxins, and they do indeed all have their individual characteristics and personalities. You have to be very, very skilled in understanding each metal separately and how it functions, everything from its half-life, that is, how long it actually stays in the system, to what systems it affects. But one of the key things I want to bring into focus here is that almost every single toxin, metal, poison follows the pathway of inflammation. And it's that inflammation that we still have to recognize is present even after a toxin is removed or even after a metal is removed from the system. Now, when we talk about the brain, many metals, everything from mercury to high levels of copper to, you know, cadmium, you know, they do indeed produce an effect. However, it's the inflammation that has to be dealt with. They move through a process of oxidative stress. And it's that oxidative stress that creates what I would call the low flame that slowly sort of bakes the brain. And we really have to deal with that issue of oxidative stress and the free radical damage that occurs after that, because it's those free radicals that cause cellular death. And then this vicious cycle occurs where cellular death leads to the expulsion of chemicals that once again increases oxidative stress. So we have to really deal with the inflammation that's present, and we do have a construct that we work with that stimulates a protein in the brain, a natural protein in the brain, to deal with this inflammation. It's the same inflammation that's present in Alzheimer's disease. It's the same inflammation that's present in individuals who have autism. It's a very, very prevalent phenomenon, and here's the key. If you don't deal with the inflammation, you will not have true healing. You may have temporary improvements, but the condition will continue to get worse. And that's one of the real difficulties regarding metals and toxins. You've got to not only deal with the metal or the toxin itself, but the sequela as well.
You know, that's I like the way you've stated it. And yes, we could spend a lot of time on the individual toxins, arsenic, lead, mercury, cadmium, excess copper. A lot of people aren't aware that is both a good guy and a bad guy in the body, depending on levels. What is the most critical piece of information? What can people do to reduce this oxidative stress? And I tell people that it's a natural process. It goes on in the body. It's how we get rid of bacteria. They're fired bullets, but I call it collateral damage when the bullets keep firing and other cells die. I think there's some misunderstanding about oxidative stress. It is something we need, but it's a fire out of control. And that gets the, you know, there we are with inflammation. Again, a fire out of control. What can people do in lifestyle, diet, and supplements?
Dana, I like the way you put it, a fire out of control. And you're right. Those are three primary areas you have to look at. First of all, everyone has talked about exercise, and Dana, I'm not even going to continue that part of the discussion because it's just true. It's fact. Exercise increases the endorphins. They increase the immune system's capacity and speed. It makes you feel great, and that's because everything is working well on the inside from a physiological status point. The other side, though, is diet. You know, when we talk about, you mentioned the EPA and the omega-3 fish oils, extremely important with regard to dealing with inflammation. DHA is very, very important. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, zinc. All these elements are key in the anti-inflammatory process. We hate to say it, but, you know, certainly some of the foods that many people don't like, you know, the cauliflowers, the broccolis, these are all very strong antioxidants, the bioflavonoids that are in grape juice. In one glass of wine, not 10, tends to be very helpful and fruitful, okay? It is the spectrum. It's like great-grandma said, everything in balance, everything in moderation, but get a little bit of everything, okay? That's what is so helpful about not being on the extremes of any side of diet or exercise, because too much exercise can be pro-inflammatory in a negative way, okay? Too much of a good thing is not always good. I hate to speak in trite generalities, but you know, in many respects, they're very, very appropriate at this point.
They are. I liked what you said about exercise. I have many in my family who do exercise and run marathons and half marathons. And I have seen what looks like a war zone at the end of most marathons. That is not healthy.
No, it's not.
The person who looks the same before and after, and I actually take pictures of family members. If they look the same after, then that was a good run, a good marathon. If you look like you've been in a war and you need recovery, you're harming yourself. And it is so hard to convince people who believe that more is better in exercise that they need to exercise to what I call a level of comfort. It's hard to get through, though.
Dana, you are so right. I've been an exercise person almost all my life, and every few years I find myself reevaluating various concepts of exercise. And most recently I've come to the understanding that moderate exercise, even what you do as you do it in moderation, not with any extreme rate of speed, not with any extreme slowness of movement, but moderately paced exercise is the best in terms of long-term benefit.
Isn't that the truth in everything? Moderation.
It is moderation. As I've studied the physiology most recently, as I've studied the long-term effects, people talking about, this increases your fat burning after, you know, you stop for 24 hours and this does it for 12 hours. I sat back and I looked at this and I said, you know what? The real deal here is that you can achieve that without running 5,000 miles an hour or, having to do 30 jumping jacks in 10 seconds. You can do this at a really decent pace and have very long-term benefits. The other side that I'd like to move to, Dana, though, is sleep.
Good.
You know, I've got a daughter who's a doctoral candidate at the University of Maryland. And since we're going to Annapolis, that's why I kind of bring it up. But sleep is something we have to kind of remind her about. Because as we all get involved and engrossed in our work and our deadlines, we forget that restoration occurs during the sleep mode. And if we cut those cycles, we don't give our bodies the time to heal. It doesn't matter how much exercise you're getting, how many multivitamins you're taking. When we talk to patients, one of their biggest complaints is not getting enough sleep or staying asleep or getting to sleep. And it's wreaking havoc on their lives. Their minds don't shut off. They're so geared up and processed with work and affected by other variables. You know, we have to look to help settle the activity of the mind in order to help these individuals just initiate the process of sleep. So sleep we've seen, or sleep deprivation, has extremely horrific effects on the system. It turns wonderfully active individuals into people who are depressed, anxious, cranky, moody, and very, very not efficient. It absolutely reaches into every aspect of their lives and their social interactions. We cannot emphasize how important getting a good night's rest is.
Amen. Yes, that is significantly important. And I like that you emphasize restoration. The immune system needs sleep to grow. I use that term. And we suffer in our immune system. The brain will partially sleep if you don't let it sleep. So you're walking around during the day forgetting things. What time is it? What day is it? Because part of the brain has checked out. And, you can't make up for sleep. There's a reason that sleep deprivation is a torture. There's a reason it is. And you can't make up for good sleep. So we will carry on this discussion in our final segment. For those just tuning in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back after this break with more interesting information about anxiety and phobias.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help.
Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we do try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. And you can tune in every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, Kevin will have a discussion on nutrition. Our subject today has, we've covered the holiday blues, post-holiday blues. We've talked about mood disorders, the importance of diet, supplements, sleep. We just got through a wonderful discussion of the importance of sleep, and you can't compensate for it. And we want to cover some more information, but first I want to let you know that Drs. Mensah and Bowman will be in the Annapolis office, and they're offering a free seminar at 7 o'clock Monday, January 7th at the Country Inn Suites, 2600 Housley Road in Annapolis, Maryland. They will have handouts, so it's important to call and pre-register, and the number to call is 630-256-8308. You can also access them through their website, and that information is mensamedical.com, www.mensamedical, mensahmedical.com. So let's wind up our discussion, and can you talk about phobias, anxiety? What's different about those two conditions?
An excellent question. There is overlap in the sense that a component of phobias tends to be anxiety. Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg, depends upon the very specific phobia that we were talking about. But the idea of a phobia is sort of a learned condition or response to a given stimulus. Anxiety can be present without any stimulus at all. Individuals who have what we would consider to be general anxiety disorder by traditional definitions can just have a sense of inner tension all on its own that produces this anxious feeling. Now, what are sort of the roots of these conditions is also very interesting. The physiological response that comes from biochemical imbalances can be rooted in having too much high copper, for example, or very low levels of zinc. In addition to that, having a great deal of under-methylation versus over-methylation, these biochemical groups called methyl, which are important in activating enzymes, neurotransmitters, and hormones, too little of these tend to produce what we call under-methylation, and these individuals can be highly susceptible to phobias, highly susceptible to anxiety states as well. The idea here is that with anxiety, or just general anxiety, pretty much when you deal with the biochemical issue, if that is the main cause, you have resolution without really a further need to continue any kind of treatment modalities or therapies. Phobias, on the other hand, are kind of like elements that use anxiety as a building block, but then as the phobia continues, the longer it's present, the more the brain lays down neural pathways or roadways, if you will. And those roadways get deeper and deeper and deeper ingrained. So even after you treat the biochemical abnormality that's present, now you typically have to deal with a cognitive aspect, which usually involves counseling, okay, and retraining the brain. Because the brain can indeed cause its own problems as well as handle its own solutions. In the case of phobias, it's the cognitive processing, this ongoing laying down of patterns that becomes problematic. And that also becomes automatic. So, for example, somebody who's got a phobia of a snake, if they think about a snake, they become anxious. Well, we can deal with the anxiety, but the conditioned response is still a matter of thought and then cognitive processing. The same for somebody who's agoraphobic or fearful of the outside world. The very thought of it is what produces the anxiety versus a person who's anxious, where they can be anxious for a variety of reasons, any time of day, any place, anywhere, without a very specific stimulus. So phobias tend to have a particular stimulus that produces the response. Anxiety typically does not in its purest form.
You know, that's an interesting distinction, and this is new to me. I love having guests on the show. I learn so much. But as I think about the logic of this, it does make sense, which is why people with phobias protect themselves by avoiding stimuluses, becoming more agoraphobic, more withdrawn.
Absolutely.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it's doable. It's workable.
Well, the you used the term ruts, and I like that term. The longer one has any of these patterns, the harder it is to eliminate, like prayers that we learned or songs we sang or the Pledge of Allegiance. They're part of our memory bank forever, and they get deeper and deeper as they're repeated. So you talk about the counseling, the cognitive processing. We also consider biofeedback, neurotherapy. What else can someone do with regard to phobias to assist in breaking them?
You know, this is what we all call, and the things you mentioned, thank you for bringing them up, all involve reconditioning, okay? And that's a very, very key aspect to all of this, which is dealing with the mind. And for a minute, I'd like to sort of separate the idea of what is the mind and what is the brain, because they're not the same.
Ah.
The brain is the actual structure which houses the processing capacity, which ultimately is the mind. And I don't want to get into sort of spiritual or religious aspects here. We can move beyond that. But when we look at it, the brain is the house, and the mind is the activity that occurs in the house. If the house is not built properly or starts to fall apart, the activity inside the house cannot occur normally. So if you have structural elements that are problematic, for example, we talk about copper a lot. We talk about undermethylation. We talk about neurotransmitter imbalances. These are structural elements that impede the progress of healing.
So what you, I want to make the distinction that I love this mind and brain separation. What I'd like to do is set up another interview where we can spend more time. I am sad that we have run out of time, and I want to thank you, Drs. Mensah and Bowman, for being here, and remind our listeners that it's MensahMedical.com, M-E-N-S-A-H, Medical.com. Thank you both.
Thank you, Dana, for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us here on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And it is the beginning of a new year with new starts. However, every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive choices. Please remember, too, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.